Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we broadcast from Borgata, good morning. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, along with Seltzer and Ray and Devin. It is 94 WIP as we head into a summer weekend. And the Phils do so with an incredible reality at stake in the next 3 days. Not only if they play another bad batch of baseball and lose three in a row to the Nationals, which, come on, they probably won't, but could. Not only could they fall into last place in the NL East, they could fall into last place in the NL. Okay? In the NL. I mean, it's amazing. Rob Thompson was asked after last night's game about the incredible reality that the Phillies are, in fact, only one game better than a supposedly, like, 60-win type Washington Nationals team. Remember, the Nationals are supposed to be god-awful. They're only a game back of the Phillies. They face the Phils here this weekend. Rob Thompson was asked about it.
You guys are only a game out of last place right now going into that series against the Nationals. I mean, that must be hard to believe, right? Considering
everything
coming in.
They're a better club this year, too. They're playing pretty well. But we're not playing well. We're not playing consistently in all phases. So we gotta start doing that.
Sure do. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mike in Clifton Heights. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, Mike.
First off, I want to say, everybody hating on the hammer, but a win is a win, no matter how much you win by.
That's exactly right, Michael.
Not always.
Champions know that. Mike, you are a champ. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, you already know. First, quick points real quick, then I'm going to get out of here. The Sixers, I'm just excited for next year. I just want to see what's happening. The Phillies, they always in this predicament. Somehow, some way, they always come out of it in playoffs.
Well, they came out of it one time, the prior 10 years that it.
And then.
By the way, I think you're 0-2 on points after praising me and beat the hammer. Because how in the world you're excited for the Sixers is beyond me. And how the Phillies always come out of it is beyond me.
I'm just excited to see what's going to happen. But the most thing I'm excited for is them Eagles, baby. Eagles!
Way to land the plane, Mike. I like it.
He did land the plane.
All right,
well,
Mike,
done.
Give me the best Nick of all time.
In honor of the hammer, the best Nick is Nick Name, baby. Nick Name. Everybody got one.
Oh, James.
I said it.
Yeah, that took me a second, too.
I didn't understand what he said. Yeah, that nickname had been said. He said it so slow, I was confused. Yeah, Nickname had been taken off the board. T in Collegeville. What's up, T?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. Happy birthday, Devin.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and happy donut day. If you haven't had one yet, go get one. Support local. Yum Yum Donuts is not far by. Best donuts in the country. I'm interested in this four position battle that you labeled. But you have it. It's very intriguing to me. I think that you break each down by talent, production, need. Even coaching, scheme, versatility, whatever it may be. I think for me, running back and wide receiver are kind of omitted. I think the fact that the running back by committee situation, as well as wide receiver three, they're not going to even be out there for 100% of the offensive snaps.
Totally true, T. I agree with you 1,000,000%. My answer to the poll would not be running back or third receiver because they're both going to get split up.
No, and Jamal Singleton, he has a good talent pool to choose from. And then Aaron Moorhead, he he hasn't developed anything yet, and I don't think Olamide Zaccheaus versus Quez Watkins is that big of a deal in my head. But back to right guard and safety, I think, you know, with Jeff Stoutland being there, I don't have to worry about what's going to be produced there. I know it's going to be a great situation for us, or the best situation possible. So to me, that goes back to safety. I mean, this guy's got to cover sideline to sideline, line of scrimmage to end zone. He's got to be deep, mid, and up front. He's got to have zone and man coverage down and run support. He's got to be a leader of the defense, recognize quick, and he's got to be versatile. So I think safety to me is by far out of the four choices you've given, especially with DK McDonald back there as coach, has to be the most important battle for me. And it's not even a question. And I go into it more depth, but that's how I feel.
I would choose that one also. Although I'll tell you, Elliot brought up a good point that we could have had linebacker in this poll. Now, Twitter only lets us have four choices. But, boy, Elliot did not give a ringing endorsement for the linebacking core. Holy mackerel. And I started thinking about Snake. Who was Snake? What was the name of Snake?
Nate Gary.
Oh, Nate.
Nate
oh,
Gary. God. And who was the other guy? Alex Singleton?
Yeah. Yep.
And well, look, Nicholas Moreau, this linebacker that – Elliot told us, you know, he's played some small amount. Yeah. I mean, he's been a starter for 1 year, and it was, I think, due to injury, a guy who was brought up through the ranks as a special teams maven.
He played every snap for the Bears, but their defense was so bad.
Their defense was bad. Yeah. It took injury to move him into that spot. He is extremely undersized. I mean, you talk about N'Kobe Dean being undersized. He's right, you know, shoulder to shoulder. Next to a tiny little guy. And what he's talking about with Nolan Smith, yeah, he's playing linebacker, but he's playing that Hassan Reddick role where you're playing Sam, so you're on the line of scrimmage. You're essentially a hybrid between a defensive end and a linebacker. You're standing up. You're on the line of scrimmage. It's not the off-the-ball guy. Those guys that we have, they're tiny, they're untested, and they're a major uncertainty.
Well, T, give me a big answer, a famous Nick.
Joe stops bitching so much. That would be great.
Joe, what? Stops bitching Joe, so much.
That ain't happening.
Yeah. And also,
it's my show. I'm going to complain when I want to. Complain when I want to. Complain when I want to.
It's not a song.
You would complain, too, if Seltzer asked bad questions to you.
Hey, quickly, DJ Elliott, the first-time head coach at linebacker, is being overlooked. That's going to be another hindrance on the linebacker production.
All right, T, give me an answer, a great Nick.
I think you're valuing Nike, these position Nike. Coaches an awful lot.
Yeah.
Nike.
Ooh.
Who did he say?
He said Nike.
That's not a Nick.
It's not a Nick, really, no. Right?
No.
No.
Not a,
yeah.
No.
Well, no.
It's not. Not.
No, it's not a Nick. It's not a Nick. Not a Nick. All right, today's Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. The stylish all-new 2024 Chevy Trax has arrived at Armin Chevrolet, starting at only $21,495. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? Is it starting right guard, starting running back, third wide receiver, which is a starter, or both starting safety spots? John, what do you think the poll results came in?
Boy, this is a tough one. I know that. Wow.
I agree with you. I think it's an interesting poll.
It really is. You got a variety of reasons for all these that you could put it near the top. I'm going to say that because the position is, you know, a glamour position, the running back one wins. The biggest name.
It did not. It did finish in second place, but barely. All right, so safety won, and I would vote for safety in part because it's actually two different, you know, starting spots open at safety. Safety had 37% of the vote. Running back had 22. Right guard had 21. Third wide receiver had 20. I would not even consider voting for running back or third receiver because it's going to be Splitsville anyway. So to me, I believe this is a right guard safety issue. But, you know.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. But John is right. Running back is a glamour spot. Look, the guy touches the ball. You know, it's.
And these are high-end guys when they're right, when they're healthy.
Right. It's also not 1965 anymore, you know. You don't have to run the ball.
Well, you throw the ball to a back, too. Well,
they do employ their running backs more than any other team. I mean, they are important.
That's right. And I will say, if DeAndre Swift isn't hitting the hole hard, that's going to cause a problem for the read option type offense they run because that offense is predicated on take the ball and go. because if you don't, then you give that outside linebacker, edge rusher, more leeway to do the whole crash down on Jalen Hurts thing and not buy it. So anyway, all right, let's do what we really enjoy every Friday at this time. Have some fun, in this case, over 2 weeks now with the drop of the week. All right, Seltzer, 2 weeks, a lot to get to. The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, let's dive in. Last week, a real haymaker, the vast majority from last week. Let's start with one we've heard a lot on the show. Shout out to our guy, Joe Wachter. We've been talking a lot about Summer of John, and he put this together.
I proclaim this the Summer of John.
Absolutely. Strong work there. Yep. Like, very good job finding Costanza actually saying John as well.
Yep.
Appreciate it. All right, let's keep it rolling. Little Lansbury talk.
Hey, look, Angela Lansbury back in the day.
Back in her day, she was a hottie.
Woo, Angela Lansbury.
I like that, this here.
Woo, Angela Lansbury.
That's a great drop. Yeah, throw that in.
Angela Lansbury.
Whenever I can, that will see the light of day. All right, another one with some. This one is both a sentence from Joe that we did not expect to hear, plus Richie making his own little weird noise. Here's this.
Don't cut this audio. John's the catch.
Mm.
Oh, God.
The best. Listen to this. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was very uncomfortable.
That is crazy.
That's versatile as well. All right, yeah. Let's keep it rolling. We're getting to the at least part of the nipple portion of Drop of the Week this week.
Oh, that was last week?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So we got some nipple action. This is actually the day before. I hate to give you too much credit, and I won't give you too much because your lack of political knowledge here is pretty astounding, but yet a really funny line at the end. Here it is.
So, Governor Murphy, you said? What's his name?
Shapiro.
Governor
Murphy's Jersey.
Okay, I'm working on it. Governor Shapiro.
You want to be president someday.
Yeah, I don't worry about the lessers.
Wow.
Governor Shapiro, if you're listening.
Lessers.
Please consider.
Sounds like Josh Shapiro a little further along in his political career than you at the moment.
A little bit. Please consider giving me a reprieve. You have until 7:45 tomorrow to get me off Nipple Row. All right. John, here's the deal.
Nipple Row
the
is a good line.
Pardon from Nipple Row.
Nipple Row is the best thing you've said all day. That was really good work by you.
Thank you.
Nipple Row was super clever.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Now, not knowing the governor, less clever, but still.
Shout out to all the guffs, all the local guffs.
All the lessers.
Who you don't know their names.
Yeah, what's Shapiro? We got Murphy in Jersey. Delaware, we get, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
All right, let's keep it going. We'll get back to more nipple stuff in a sec. A classic here, Joe. Someone brought up your pronunciations, and you tried to take a shot at one you failed at before. Here's how it went.
Joe, I love the words that you can't get. They're my favorite.
Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski.
I'm going to try it. Here we go. Mike Krzyzewski. No?
Bad.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Bad. That's amazing, Joe. Yeah. You still can't do it.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah, when you go really quick, you kind of go really quick.
Now, this gets played every week. During,
but the wrong thing gets played.
I get it.
I don't learn from wrong.
You should be able to learn from that.
Mike?
We're making fun of you when we play it, and then you pronounce it exactly the way you pronounced it when we made fun of you.
Mike Krzyzewski. Yeah. All right, let's keep going, Dan.
Let's keep going. Great line from our caller, Tom. Tom in Dover, one of our great callers. You give him a compliment, he gave you this.
Tom, let me tell you this. I think you are a great person and a spectacular call.
My man, Joe. Yeah. The feeling ain't neutral, though.
Yes! That
could win.
That was phenomenal.
That could win.
Outstanding work from Tom. All right, speaking of callers, this, the day before the nipples happens, a great line on Time's Yours.
Joe, after tomorrow, your favorite singer is going to be Ariola Grande.
That was pretty good.
All right, one more thing before we get to the actual nipples. And this is something that in the moment I thought was hilarious. And I really appreciated the showmanship and all that. But after what we've learned about shaving that took place, it has a new connotation to it. Here's the razor.
It's going to take some wax. Like some wax.
Well, and it's like it's directly around the nipple, which so like we're really going to have to go right over that.
Don't scare me. By the way, you
embedded.
Know,
and by the way,
you know,
the,
what I, you know what I got here?
Oh, my. What?
What is
why?
That? A razor? Are you an electric razor?
That's cheating. No, you can't do
no,
that.
No, no, no. That's a funny move, though.
What are you doing?
That's a funny move.
I still he's
got,
threatening.
I still got, I still got 20 minutes.
No, it was hilarious when you did it, but now that we find out, you shaved the rest of your chest.
Now we know he really did cheat.
Yes. Yeah. That razor got a lot more action
than
we thought.
I did not cheat.
How is it not cheating, shaving your chest before it gets waxed?
Yeah, and why did you wait until after the waxing happened to tell us
that? To reveal.
To not have pre-controversy. I specialize in post-controversy.
Because you cheat.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Still outrageous, and I think
did
we need
cheat?
A trial or something. But
did I cheat? No, I did not. I gave you the nipples.
That's...
I told you I gave you the nipples. I gave you the nipples. You went right over the. She went right over the nipples. Full nipple.
Yeah, it was both a pretty hairy nipple.
Yeah, I know it was.
We're being honest. Speaking of which, why don't we get to it? Obviously, we'll not play the full nipple action, but the first pull was pretty good.
That's a big strap she just put on.
Here
there.
We go, buddy.
No, hold on. You don't do it until I tell you. So, there it is. That's one.
That
was not in the rule book.
She did not listen.
I did not sign off on procedural proceeding before I said to do so. That was unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
That was fun for it.
I mean, yeah, she pulled it before I was
You know
ready.
The most unbelievable part, though?
What?
That you had two little hamburger patties around on each pectoral.
Correct.
You left two little hamburger patties. That's what it looked like. And somehow, we didn't think that was odd.
No.
That looked crazy. Think back.
But now, right, no. And
it
now,
looked
now
crazy.
We know that
I've never seen an adult man with a chest like that, with two circles around each peck.
Yeah, your fault for not picking up on it. You weren't picking up what I was putting down.
Yeah, it was so weird looking, and I didn't put it together.
It
I was,
was
like, wow, that you,
we
your hair grows really
it
weird.
Together.
Well,
yeah.
I think
right.
No one wanted to be rude and be like, hey, Joe,
what's up
weird.
With your nipples, man? I never seen anything
true.
Like that.
That is true.
That's
true.
A good
he was
point.
Taking his shirt off and stuff. We couldn't.
Yeah, he was really bearing it all
I wanted
for
to be
us.
Encouraging to
right.
some degree.
All right. Well, that is a chance to win. We got three more. Let's get to it. None of us, as in other than Joe and Devin, were here last Friday. But apparently, Devin had a moment again.
Down by the sea.
It's not really the sea, actually. It's an ocean, right, guys?
Well, isn't an ocean the sea? Aren't they the same thing? What? I don't know.
Oh, boy. Jody.
There are seas.
Jody, I think we just had a moment.
No.
Now, I will admit, I don't quite know. I really will admit, I don't know the difference. But I do know this, Jody. Devin is known for, like, stepping in it. And we just had an ocean equals the sea equals the ocean comment.
I'm just very glad no one told Dan Wilson about that song. I wasn't totally wrong, though.
No, you were totally wrong.
No.
The ocean and seas are not the same thing.
The sea is the ocean. But the ocean's
not
the sea,
yet.
Right?
Not all oceans are seas, but all seas are oceans.
Yeah. Right?
No.
The sea
the
is like part.
Sea is not
they
an
all
ocean.
Connect.
They connect to an ocean is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Way to back that off, James.
It's definitely not.
I mean, Johnny,
no, I'm
it
trying
is
to help her out
this
here,
is
you know?
Dicey
look,
territory.
I don't quite know what it is, but I know some of
it.
So it's
different. It is a seas lead into oceans is what it is.
It's a different thing.
Oh, it is. It is.
But
okay.
Can you call everything the seashore when you're down on the beach?
Well,
like
that's
wherever you
yeah,
are.
We're at the Atlantic Ocean.
The seashore.
Yeah, but
see
I don't
about
say I'm going
seashells
down the
by the seashore.
Yeah, I don't say
all
that.
Right. All right, two more. Shout out. Our guy, Joe Conklin, has been white hot the last couple months with his song, Summer of Richie. Here's a taste.
Because it's the summer of John Richie.
Isn't it losing, John?
Oh! All women 25 and older are invited to meet John Richie.
Man, the girls love that long hair. That's why I'm still sleeping alone.
Were you thinking someone for like an hour, John, or more like an hour and a half?
Just on fire line. Lately. And then one more today, and shout out to Rhea, because I did not hear this. I did not catch this, but Rhea caught it, and it's a great catch because, Joe, there's been a lot of prom talk in the history of the show, at least back in the mid-days and whatnot, and you taking your cousin to prom and the whole thing. Apparently, you want to go to prom with someone else.
But, Elliot, the prom is yes, no. I'm asking you out to the prom, yes or no.
And I thought of it when I said it.
I looked right at Devin, yeah. And I was like, got my phone out. I was typing James so
great
fast.
Great job, Rio.
Talk
outstanding
about out of context.
Work.
Wow. By the way, James, you missed one.
Did
now,
I?
Know you gotta, I know you got to trim some.
I've been trying to trim, so I might have had it. Like, I got
you
rid of, like,
one.
Eight or nine ones.
You missed Devin last week.
Oh, I got right. it. So I did get that one. I just chose.
Can you bring it up quickly? Do you have a second?
Yeah, give me a sec. I can pull it up.
Yeah, this
what is, it?
John and Rhea haven't heard this. And this was, because, like, well, maybe you did. This is Friday. This is Friday, I think. And it was.
I have it.
All right. I was.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's listen.
What is this?
Let's listen.
No, the greatest wet T-shirt scene ever.
Flash dance.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Dirty Dancing, of course, is in the summer in the Catskills. You're 100% right. I was just wondering if Flash Dance was like, could have been done in Florida, and it could have been. Because certainly.
Right. No, it's in New York. I'm struck by Devin knowing, like, within 1 second, the greatest wet T-shirt movie scene of all time.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
That rings true for me.
I don't know. I do, Joe, despite what you may think, I do have some knowledge of pop culture.
Hey. So, Devin, like, it was
she
less
was
than
all
a second.
Over that.
I was so excited that I actually knew it. Because I feel like half the time, or more than half the time, I don't know what you guys are talking about when you talk about old movies. And, yeah, it happened to be a wet T-shirt.
It reminded
it's a
me
pretty
of,
iconic scene.
It reminded me of how quickly Drew from Westchester answered his Beat the Hammer questions.
Wow.
It was like, bang!
All right,
like
what's
that.
The winner here? We got a lot.
I mean, nipples, right?
Got to be nipples.
Probably.
I think it's nipples.
Certainly the most notable thing in the last 2 weeks.
Here, you know what I can do? I played the first poll. How about I pulled the final poll, too. So
yeah,
why don't we let here's something different.
It?
Here, no, this is the final poll when you're done. Here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Is there one more or are we done? We're done? Oh, we're done. Okay, wow.
All right.
Look, like you have to do in the NCAA tournament, survive and advance.
Ah, yeah! That's how you do, like a man!
Like a man. That's exactly right.
Like a man who cheated.
I did not cheat.
You did cheat.
All right. Time's yours at 9:45. You can react to all the nonsense going on here, including the Phillies' nonsense, which is more nonsense than even we provide. They are.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From Borgata on a Friday morning, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Let's get a lot of calls in this segment. Time's yours. Coming up in 15 minutes. We'll take you, obviously, to the top of the hour. Joe and Hugh at that time. To the phones we go with Seth in media. Good morning, Seth. And Seth is not ready to go. We go to let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I listened to the Nick Nurse, news conference yesterday, and I saw it a little bit differently. I mean, when Howard asked that question, he just could have said, why wouldn't I want him back? And, you know, he's a great player, blah, blah, blah. He tried to skirt the question until Howard said, yeah, you didn't answer the question. Then he answered it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he really does want him back, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I was not taken the way John was, that he's strong on wanting him back. Let's listen to it, Steve. Then we'll all react more together. James, let's play that Nick Nurse 6, the short version of him addressing the Harden thing.
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this, is that James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back.
Steve, I think your catch is a good one. He could have said yes the first time. He didn't. That's notable.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I mean, you know, everybody's supposed to know basketball. I mean, see, I look at things, you know, because I used to coach the game. I look at how you score your points and this, that, and the other thing. The last 3 years, this guy shot 44% and less than 33% from three. That's not good. That's not elite. I'm sorry. I really believe this guy is stunning Maxey's growth. I think if Nick Nurse is a really good coach, he turned that Van Fleet into a pretty good point guard. I think he could turn Maxey into a very, very good point guard.
Interesting. It's plan B right now. I think that it's very clearly possible that they could go that route. You know, James Harden goes somewhere else. Tyrese Maxey's going to have to be our point guard right now. But I don't think that makes us a better team than if James Harden were our point guard for this season.
That would also help out Harris, too, because he'd be the number three outlet instead of the fourth. Because when you're in the fourth – if we had a fourth guy getting shots on this top line, I mean, obviously the top starting five, you're not going to get many looks. And, you know, Harris is like a career 48, 49% shooter. And, you know, Nick Nurse runs a lot of good back cuts, this cut. That's the kind of guy Harris is. He's a mover. You get him on the move, he's a much better player than standing in a corner.
He is, but he's also not a great three. So you got that problem. You know, he's okay, but it's – Steve, give me an answer, man.
You guys are going to make shots on a consistent basis. What you got with Harden is a guy who's going to give you 15 good games during the year.
No, I get it. Steve and Nick, give me a Nick.
I'm going to go with the director of The Notebook, Nick Castellanos.
You got it, man. And why is he the director of The Notebook?
Because he directed the movie The Notebook.
No, I thought that was a play on words with Nick. Did he say Nick Castellanos?
Nick Cassavetes. No.
Oh, I thought you said Nick Castellanos.
No.
I thought it was like a play on words.
No.
Okay, all right.
Nope.
Just checking in. All right, fair enough. Well, I wrote down The Notebook. I'll never remember that guy's name, although that is one of my favorite movies. Dave in Wilmington. Hi, Dave.
Hey. First of all, happy birthday, Debbie.
Thank you.
Second of all, a quick shout-out because of the time of the year it is. All the graduates are graduating this week, next week. No, nobody's bringing that up.
Well, you know, no, I hear you. And, Dave, you know what's going to be a thing next year? The college grads next year are going to actually get a graduation, because next year's grads are the group that didn't get an actual graduation in 2020.
Great point, Joe.
So that's going to be very meaningful graduations for that group and graduation parties.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, they didn't get a graduation
get
or a graduation party.
No.
So next year that's going to be a very big deal.
Oh, yeah.
For millions of people.
Yes, it is. Good job, Joe.
Thank you. Not to shortchange
you. How sentimental.
Well, you know, I'm like Seltzer. I root for people because, you know, Seltzer rooting for the Nuggets because Denver never wins. Okay. That's the way you are.
And that's the only time I'm going to tell you good job on this phone call, because you make more excuses than anybody I've heard. Champions don't make excuses. You and Nick Nurse sound the same. You don't hear a question sound. And if I had one E for every excuse you make, my answer would be nipple.
Oh. I like how he tied that all together.
All right.
That's pretty good.
So what was the answer? I couldn't
nickel.
Quite, oh, I thought he said nipple.
A nickel.
I thought he said nipple.
Nickel's a good answer.
It is a good answer. If he had one of these for every excuse you make, he'd be
a
rich man.
It's a great answer, actually.
It is.
Nickel.
Good job. Very comprehensive.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave.
It's only 5 cents.
I might be voting for Dave.
I mean, 5 cents. But how's no one said, well, I'll stop.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, there's a lot on my mind. I'll just say that. Seth in media.
You've already taken Nick Foles off the board. You took Jack Nicklaus off the board.
Right.
I mean, you've taken some massive.
Yeah, but I haven't taken
answers.
Jack Nicholson. Right? I didn't take Nick at
How
Knight.
How could you?
I didn't take the Nick.
No, but Nickelodeon was taken.
Yeah, but Nick
I
and
think
Knight's
there's
different.
Some crossover
nope,
there.
But it's different.
But it's short for Nickelodeon.
Like, well, but it's Nick.
It's Nickelodeon Nick at Knight.
Okay, well, I said it in the nick of time then. I mean.
Okay? Dude, enough.
Step up. Step up. Wow. Step up. Seth in media. Seth, step up.
Yeah, man, bad job by me. I accidentally put my phone on mute earlier. But, you know, also, Joe, bad job by you calling out the fan base for enough of this, you know, false alarms.
Yeah,
you
but I'm part of that. I do it myself.
Yeah, you did it. You did it for months with the Sixers. They're going to the finals. They're going to the finals. What did I say every time I called? Bounced in the second round.
They're not going to the finals.
I love it. I don't mean to nip at your heels there. My bad. All right. So with the Phillies, you know, people are giving Topper a hard time for inaction, but it's also the
or
same
bad
thing.
Action. That's a different thing. Or bad action.
Yeah, wrong action.
Or
yeah,
bad
wrong
action. Yeah, that's fair. But he hasn't changed. This time or last year when they were in the playoffs or coming down to the wire and then they made the playoffs, he was the same. He had the same demeanor. He had the same inaction or bad at like. He's made the same decisions, but we were praising him for it last year. You know what I mean? Like
I don't agree with that. I don't agree. Listen, Seth, I agree. Same demeanor. I do think his decisions have been worse. I mean, in-game decisions. Look, the Wheeler thing was the all-timer. I thought it was the second worst decision in the history of Philadelphia sports by a manager.
I couldn't agree more.
So we got many of us got him on for that. But I didn't think last year was this sort of week-by-week thing of like 4 or 5 questionable calls. In a week.
Let me ask
which
you.
Stick with you.
Yeah.
They're so questionable.
Like, to me, way more of that. And the other thing is, then there's the personality aspect of, in a tough time like this, is his personality the right one to get the team out of it? Like, last year was changing personalities. He took over for someone, and they went on a 9-game winning streak. This one is, he's got to jumpstart the car. Like, he's got to freaking shock him in a system.
Yeah.
And does he have that capability?
Does he have jumper cables to begin with?
They're professional.
I don't know that we've ever seen it.
I don't know, man. Seth, he might not have that in his bag.
The players have to be better. I know that the players have it in them because I've seen it. Look on the back of their card. We don't know with Topper.
Yeah.
Well, I agree, John. Like, I couldn't agree more with that. And you guys proposed a thing earlier about bringing Marsh up and dropping Schwarber, which I totally agree with. But, you know, you play devil's advocate with that. What happens if Schwarber starts to hit? How soon after that do you move him back up?
Well, pretty
or do
soon.
You not?
Pretty soon.
You know what I mean?
Get but there's going. Something to be said for let the guy prove something before you just keep handing him 5 at-bats every game. Because what's happening many games is Schwarber gets 5 at-bats and Marsh gets 4 at-bats. And that's just stupid.
I agree. I totally agree.
Seth, give me a great nick.
Patrick Ewing.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
He was.
Oh. Yeah.
Good.
It's clever.
It's
funny.
It is. It's pretty good. That's a great answer, man.
Give me a great nick.
If he won a title in the pros, it'd be an even better answer, but it's a notable answer. Let's get to the window to the weekend as we look ahead to what's up the next, you know, 3 days here, and it's all sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGuida, GUIDA.com. Well, we have a couple things, of course. We got a Phillies National Series. I will encourage everyone to keep your eye on the other teams in the wild card. Like, I'm there on a daily basis. I encourage you to check out the Padres and the Mets and the Diamondbacks and all those squads, because those are the squads the Phillies are competing with. So we got all of that this weekend, of course. We also have the NBA Finals. We also have the NHL, you know, Stanley Cup. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. It makes for a nice – and, of course, a lot of people head down the weekend. I head down the shore this weekend. John, is this a shore weekend for you?
No, it's not.
Is it ever a shore weekend?
That's the problem.
I'm not well versed with the shore. That's for sure. Yeah,
I love that Joe asked that. Like you go.
Oh, I knew the question.
My
the
mom's
answer.
Coming into yeah. town oh, this good. Weekend. Yeah, because my son's graduating next week. She's coming in. She's gonna stay. Good. We're gonna, you know, make a big deal.
That's wonderful. I'm happy.
We're
for
excited.
You. Spend some time with your mom.
Yeah.
So one of the things John for a couple of years has been poking at, and I'm like, dude, don't go there. But he does. He says we all say it wrong when we say we're going down the shore.
Okay, so, like, I'm from outside Philly, and I never understood that. Why we?
It's
why
what
we,
it is.
I say
it's
it too,
what it is.
Why is it going down the shore?
Because
it's
someone said it first, and then we all said, okay, let's
beach,
go with that.
To the shore. Yeah.
Well, why not try, like, a synonym? Like, just try, I don't know, going to the beach or going. It doesn't always have to be the same.
Well, it doesn't
phrase.
Always have to be the beach.
Like, I never say the beach.
Yeah, no one's going to say the beach.
Yeah, because I live on a lagoon, so I don't technically go to the beach.
I grew up saying the beach, not because I was familiar with it, but just because, I don't know, like, we never went. I have no familiarity with beaches
right.
to begin
but
with.
But a lot of people
so
go.
I don't have the lingo down either.
A lot of people go to the shore without going specifically to the beach
exactly.
in a given weekend. You yep. go to the bars, you go to drink, you hang with your friends, you
yep. what, piers, all that
it's,
stuff.
It's totally a regional thing. It's right, so Central PA, people said go to the beach, and it was not like Jersey. People go down to, into
So what
Maryland.
Do you want the phrase to be? Go it, to the shore?
Varied. No.
Not down the shore?
Go to the beach, going down the shore, going to the ocean.
Hey, Richie.
Going to the boardwalk.
This is a losing battle, pal.
That is down very broad.
This is a yeah. losing battle.
Like, it, I think down the shore is very specific. It immediately means I'm going to the Jersey Shore.
Yes. Right.
If it's the beach, then you might be going to
you
can Maryland.
Go it's called the Jersey
Delaware.
Shore.
You
so
know
it's
that?
Down the shore just for Jersey.
Yes, well, it's called the Jersey Shore.
You cut east,
okay,
and then
but
you
there
go
are
south.
Other shores.
You go right down the south shoreline.
I
south.
Get it. I get it. Where I lived, we didn't do that.
Okay.
We, well, like, we didn't have that accessibility.
You ain't there anymore.
It was
just because you're an alien.
I'm accustomed to. We never went.
James, have we solved this forever in John's mind?
No.
I think you might have with the Jersey
I mean,
thing.
I hope so.
If that's a, that's
I mean,
a stipulation.
How many times have we been through this?
Look, it's weird that we say down when you do initially go across.
Yeah.
But then you go down.
Yeah.
Right? You go down. Atlantic City.
It is down.
You got the Ventnor and the Margain, the Ocean City. Head you're going to get south. A Strathmere in there, and you're going to get your Avalons. And the, I'm going a little out of order, but you get the point. You get
yeah.
your Sea Isles. You get your Wildwoods. You get your Cape Mays.
I think the Jersey clarification is a big one.
All right, good.
Oh, good.
I'm happy
it makes
to
sense.
That up.
All right, let's go to Drew right now. Hi, Drew. Drew.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hold on 1 second, Drew. It's going to be a good morning when I bring this back here. Okay, hello, Drew. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, all. Yeah, just real quick. My ire is focused on Dombrowski first, okay, because I know 50
Jeez.
Games isn't – I know 50 games isn't a meaningless amount of games, but I'm willing to – as far as the overall players group, which is disappointing in a huge way as a collective group, but it's 50-something games, I'm willing to give them a chance to change that. Dombrowski, it's far easier to look at this roster and know that you needed to add another starting pitcher, not just swap out Eflin for Walker, who, by the way, Taiwan Walker, his career, look at his career. He had – it's not like he's been a consistent performer. He had a good year last year. He had a good year 5 years ago. Other than that, he's had an ERA well over 4 every single season. So Dombrowski is my first target, okay? It's clear as a bell. This fire drill bullpen fifth starter situation is ridiculous and an embarrassment.
Jeez.
Here's the only thing I'm going to say on the opposite of that, Drew. I mean, it is bad, and they got to, of course, correct quickly, given how low they are right now, and they can't let it keep going. But the theory was twofold. First off, you were going to have Andrew Painter involved at some point, even if it wasn't April 1st. Second,
or Griff McGarry.
Okay, yeah. Second, and this is the big one in my opinion, with Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and Taiwan Walker, and about 7 different players making major bucks in the lineup, plus guys not making bucks like Bowman Stott that are supposed to be good, they weren't supposed to struggle to make the playoffs. And the fifth starter was supposed to be, something you could just sort of figure out as you go if, God forbid, you had to.
And they thought with this lineup they could manage
weather the storm. Like, Drew, I think what you're saying would be more something to criticize him for if there was only one wild card and you really had to, like, get to 92 wins in order to make the playoffs. But there is lower bar. I think it fed into his strategy. And it's the hitters and the pitchers that are letting him down.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. My counter to that is, look at last year. They struggled. They just barely made the playoffs.
I know.
Barely. They scratched in with basically a similarly talented team. A similarly talented team. Okay? So so that's my counter. They barely made it last year, and the only reason they made it last year is somehow during a 75-game stretch in the middle of the season, they played 667 ball somehow. Wow. If they hadn't done that, they wouldn't have made it by 10 games.
Well, you're right.
So that's my counter to that, and I'll give you a Nick. A Hall of Fame, two-time Super Bowl champ, Nick Bonacani.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Miami Dolphins, no question. Good answer right there.
You know, the counter to his point that last year it was just extremely unlikely for that 75-game stretch, it's possible they do something special in June and July again.
It is. But it's possible.
We have a ton of talent. We are underperforming. You said it yourself. You expect them to be better.
Well,
it's just a matter of how much better can they be. Is the hole too deep that they've dug?
And that's a real issue right now. I mean, there's a lot of – they're looking up at a lot of teams. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From Borgata. All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Let's hit it with time's yours.
We get on a wide receiver if he drops the very first pass and call him a bust and get on his butt. But Kyle Schwarber has two terrible months, and we're like, it's okay. He's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. It's like, why have we gotten so soft on this guy? He stinks as an outfielder. He can't run. He can't hit. I know he had a good year last year, but that's last year. Like, can we wake up? Kyle Schwarber sucks.
Well, I think a lot of people have, but I do think some people were slow to get to it. And, look, he's not horrible. I mean, right now he is. He should be better, but he has been abysmally bad.
It's June, baby. Kyle Schwarber time.
Schwarber, who is the two-time defending June Player of the Month in the National League.
Let's check the box score. He's got how many home? Wait, he's 0-for? 0-for 4 and 2 Ks?
Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
But it's June. Hey, don't worry. He heats up in June, but he's 0-for June. This isn't the same season, guys.
No, it's not. But it's only one game. Let's see what happens tonight.
Watching Schwarber for a week is comparable to me on the golf course playing around the golf.
Not true.
Maybe not one good shot.
I should have yelled two.
And 9 times out of 10, that might be foul for me out of play.
No. Totally the wrong comparison. Kyle Schwarber misses the ball. So you can't claim four when you miss the ball. That's where it doesn't.
You can claim four when you got 13 home runs. I mean, he does lead us in home runs.
Yeah, but if he doesn't hit it over the fence, he doesn't hit the baseball.
He had 10 hits in the month of May, and I believe 7 of them were home runs.
Oh my God.
What's the excuse now? Pitch clock? Pitchers went too deep into the postseason. So every team has pitched deep into the postseason. Next year, the starters are ineffective. By the way, what a joke that is. What else? New city, new town for Turner. It's only May. Now it's June. And my favorite, Schwarbs heats up in June. Well, here we are, Schwarbs. Maybe we should all go to Wawa and get a drink.
People are in a bad mood, man. They're in a bad mood, and rightfully so.
The Bronx cheered end it all.
And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Remember to call Time's Yours over the weekend. Get them in. When you're watching the Phillies, maybe we're languishing in pain as Phillies fans. Maybe they actually do start playing better. Also, NBA Finals, John. Game two. Very big game.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler versus Jokic, game two. Who wins that?
I expect, man, it wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't.
Last night. No. It never in doubt at any point of that game. I know Jimmy Butler's great. I know he's got the want to. I think the Nuggets are just significantly better. So I think the Nuggets.
I hope we don't get a sweep, though. That's so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be boring. That would stink. And that would be very impressive by Denver if they pull
yeah,
that off.
It would.
I mean, that would be something. All right, let's go to Wes in Drexel Hill. Wes, you're on WIP.
Yes, it is a pleasure to speak with you guys. I am an old listener of the morning show, and I've enjoyed you guys.
Thanks,
you're
Wes.
Definitely, yeah, it's been really cool. Listen, and happy birthday to you, Deb.
Thank you.
I think, the Rob Thompson thing, you know, the caller a few calls ago discussed this a little bit. I just, you know, part of me wants to say this guy is a glorified scheduler. He's a glorified administrative assistant. He never wanted to be a manager, which, you know, could be good, could be bad. But he has nothing to draw back on. He hasn't had adversity. He doesn't have experience. Mm-hmm. So when someone asks him about Aaron Nola, I don't know. That's a true answer.
You know, I don't, Wes, I don't
he's
think
been
that's fair.
In clubhouses.
Yeah.
He's a lifer.
Yeah.
No, that's not fair. He hasn't been the man in charge, but he's been around a lot.
He sat on the bench and was Joe Girardi's, yeah, move him over here. Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, the veil was lifted last year with Girardi. This guy, a couple calls ago, talked about that, about the idea that of a different personality. But now it just, there's nothing to draw on. And I know it's the player's fault. And ultimately, the sin of the Phillies is their minor league system. That's what we're all paying for. That's why we had a drought of, you know, how many years before they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it was. For what it's worth, you do have Boehm, Stott, Nola. Hoskins was supposed to be here. Sir Anthony, I believe, right?
They have.
Yes.
Right, but they're not. But where's their Japanese guy? Where's their guy?
Well, they never have that. They never have
it. Yeah, it just seems like I wonder about scouting. Now, I know Mattingly has only been in for a few years, so I think it's still going to be another, you know, 5 to 10 years before we see that. But I don't know. Just Popper sometimes just – I guess I just want, you know, it's the Philadelphia personality. I want the juice. I know that was the issue with Girardi. Again, the personality, and they gravitated and they responded to him last year.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, it just seems like they're not playing with any, you know, any kind of passion and yeah.
You're not wrong, Wes. All right, Wes, we got to start turning two. Moving fast here. Give me a great neck. You can win the Devontae Smith's tickets.
Nick Knack.
Oh, Nick Knack.
Oh. That's pretty good. It's not bad. Like it. All right, let's go. I mean, they do fill up a house and make a house, you know, messy. Oh.
Especially yours.
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, I have one drawer that's a disaster, but I'll figure that out. All right, we're moving fast. Best Nick ever. Who is it? Neil, give me a Nick.
About Stevie Nicks.
Nice one.
I love that answer.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
It's a really big answer.
I'm going to see her and Billy Joel in 2 weeks.
Very nice. Yeah. I am seeing Dave Chappelle tonight.
Nice.
I've seen him. It was hilarious. I saw him like a year and a half ago. It was really, really funny.
All right, let's go to Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, we're moving fast. Give me a famous Nick.
Good morning, everybody. This defines the Sixers. Nickelodeon.
Has been said. Give me one other one.
Okay, Nickelback.
Excellent. That's a great one.
That might be the first time someone said Nickelback and then excellent was the next word out.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got Stevie Nicks. We got Nickel. We got Nick Jonas. We got Nikola Tesla. That's huge. We got Nick Saban.
Nickel is an EL.
by the way.
Hmm? Yeah.
I got that wrong in the fifth grade spelling bee.
E-L.
Nickel.
Oh, is it?
E-L.
Yeah, what I wrote, L-E. But,
come on, the spelling bee was last night, Joe.
Well, yeah, we got Nick Nolte, Nick Faldo, the Knicks. Now, to be clear, St. Nicholas, Nick Foles, all that was taken off at the start of the show.
I have to say, the one that I thought was the most creative when you said, give me a great Nick, and he said Patrick Ewing.
It was good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That Nickel are probably the two that stand out.
It was pretty funny.
What are you doing, Chess Seltzer? What are you saying?
I said Ewing and Nickel. Those are my two favorites.
Not Tesla? Tesla's getting the short end.
Tesla honestly would have been my third, but I'd narrowed it to two.
All right, let's make it between Nickel and Patrick Ewing. It's probably the Nickel, right?
I think it's Nickel. The Nickel. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dave, congratulations with the answer of the Nickel. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Joe and Hugh are up next. Thanks to everybody at Borgata, the great hospitality. Love being here. Have a great, great rest of the day. We'll talk to you Monday. And Phils, get it the heck together, guys. I mean, seriously, you're taking on the Nationals. Go sweep them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.